Hey everyone, you're listening to Conversations with the Fit Priest. I'm your host, Thelema Enang, and I like having hard conversations about relationships, love, Jesus, fitness, and everything in between. So that's what this podcast is going to do. Hi guys. Welcome to another episode of Conversations with the Fit Priest. It's been incredibly long. It's been really, really long. I've had way too much going on. If you follow me or you listen to my last podcast, I think I stated it there where I've been dealing with a lot this year, to be very honest. I think I'm having one of those years that like age you by like 5 years. So yeah, forgive my voice. I'm also going to be doing like a lot of like clearing and snorting. I will try not to, but I have a cold that is hasn't cleared out completely. So my voice is a bit, you know, hove. But yeah, I'm starting a new series on the podcast where I'm going to talk about dating. Now, if you follow me on Twitter, you know that for the last about 2 months, we've been doing speed dating spaces on Twitter, trying to get people to connect to each other, to meet people, to fall in love and all of that. So I decided to do like a series on the podcast and talk about dating and modern dating, and how I date, and basically what inspired me to want to start the speed dating thing, and to also now finally move it to a place where we can do like a physical event. So the first thing I'm going to say about modern dating is how the way that we date right currently is often very, you know, fast paced. It's really cold. It's like a job interview. It's like, okay, yes, you tick the tall box. All right, let me just check my other requirements. I will tick that as well. Okay, we're good to go. What else? And I think that this has affected a lot of things, or a lot of ways in which our generation and a lot of us currently date, right? I always tend to say this thing that I like being dated, like properly dated. I like going on dates. I like being able to experience the entire dating like phase, not just doing the, you answer these questions, I answer these questions, they're great, we're good to go. I think it's also something that I stated when I wrote 100 questions. 100 questions to have better conversations on dates. I think I also was specific when I said that it's not an interview. So try not to ask it like you're doing an interview, right? At the end of the day, people want to get to know each other, right? But if you take out the experience of it, if you take out context, you basically just reduce dating to what I already said, right? And to be honest, there are a lot of people, you know, coming with the whole, oh, okay, if you answer all these questions correct, then we should be great to date. But then I always tell like my students and people that I teach that you want to be able to see this person you're dating in different circumstances, right? In different situations. You don't just want to ask them a bunch of questions and be like, okay, yeah, then we should be in a relationship, or we should be casually dating, going out on dates and seeing how it goes, right? So I'm going to give an example and I'll explain what I mean by context, right? So for me, with the way that I date, context is always, I want to see this person in different places, like how they are in different ways, in different situations, really answers a lot of questions that you otherwise have to do like a job interview style, right? So for example, taking this person out on an activity date, right? Let's say you guys go to an amusement park, right? Going to an amusement park, you would be focused on activities, then focused on you guys. There'll be conversations here and there. You get to see this person's body language, how they behave in public, how they are like outside. Do you understand? Dates like, I remember one time when I was dating someone and there was like a food tasting thing because the restaurant was having like an opening, and I'm like, oh, do you want to go for so-so-so? And he's like, yeah, sure, let's go. And so we went, and it was really fun because you get to see them like participate in stuff like that, right? You get to watch body language. Oh, you guys are tasting food. So there's context. You're tasting food. You're discussing, oh, I really like how this tastes. And then it leads you into a place where, I don't know, if you've listened to me, listen to me or read like my letters and stuff like that, where I talk about dating. And how, like, at the end of the day, right, what connects a lot of us, and all of us basically, is our ability to tell stories, right? People typically tend to stay and are attracted to your ability to string words together, to string, like, your stories in your life together, right? And that's basically what dating is, right? So in different contexts, you get to see this person, you know, be the way that they are or operate in that context. You know, food tasting, you are discussing the food. Next thing, a story will pop up from your life and be like, oh, I remember, like, this reminds me of so. And then that brings up like a kind of gist, and then you're getting to know this person on that level, right? Even dates that involve you going on drives, like, basically, you're not focused on each other sitting across a table, and there's just only one form of context, how they behave at a dinner table, right? It's like, oh, there's movement. You guys are discussing maybe like the sights that you're seeing while you're driving, or the weather, or oh, you get to choose what music that you want to use for your driving dates. You know, you can also stop by somewhere and get food, stuff like that, right? So when I was coming up with the idea for speed dating and wanting to have like a physical event eventually, the point was, it's becoming increasingly hard for young people to meet, and also increasingly hard for them to go out on dates and actually be able to date each other, right? And a lot of like times when I like speak to my students, I tell them, figure out what you want to do when it comes to dating, like how you prefer to be dated, right? If you're not someone who likes restaurant dates, then don't do restaurant dates, because the world is saying, oh, right, I want to get dressed and go out to dinner. No, don't do that. For example, I like restaurant dates. I like food. I like trying out new restaurants. Like, it's something that I do on my own. So, of course, I would want to go on, like, a restaurant date with the person that I'm dating, right? But aside from that, there are other dates that I always tend to add because I want to see this person function in different environments. Another thing is when I'm dating somebody, right, there are times where I have like joint dates with my friends. Like I'm like, oh, I'm seeing this person, I want you to meet them, because I want to see how they function in that kind of setting. And I want them to see me function around people that I already know, people that I'm already comfortable with. So I'll be like, oh, I want you to meet this person. Tell me what you think about him. Or let's go out. I'm going to bring so. We're kind of dating right now. I want you to see and meet him. And let me know what you think, like, later on in the night. Like, obviously not in front of him and all of that, right? But I want the person to see me in that context as well. So that's typically why I have, like, joint friend dates a lot of times. And that's also a good way for you to you know, date somebody as well, because apart from them seeing you in that kind of context, right, you also want to see them in that context and how they are with your friends and how they relate with other people. Also, if they invite you out on a date with their friends as well, that's also something like they want to see, right? So you go. I feel like a lot of modern dating, there's just a lot of context removed from it. And there's a lot of people being like inconsiderate, cold, and unkind. And so if we were to add these things back in, especially when it comes to kindness and consideration and understanding that when it comes to dating, the entire point of dating is the curiosity, the sort of mystery with meeting a new person and getting to know them, the adventure that comes with finding out who they are, right? If we were to add context back in, dates are not supposed to feel like job interviews, right? Because you're getting to know somebody. So sitting across from a table and, oh, where do you live? What do you do? So sitting across from a table, like, where do you live? What do you do? How much money do you make? Or what's your salary earning? Like, it's all just very job interviewee, if that makes sense, and if that's a word, right? And dates are not supposed to feel like that, right? Like I said, I often tell my clients and people that I teach that at the end of the day, we're all connected by stories, right? And the reason why you know, friendships and all of these things like last and form and start in the first place is because we're connected by the stories that our lives have told. And you want to be able to do that when it comes to dating. You can't take out the, you know, adventure, the mystery, the curiosity that comes with dating somebody. And now wonder why, or you guys went out on a date, you asked a bunch of questions, you were sitting across from each other, and yes, the person was kind to the waiter, but like that was all. I mean, I think that is an unfair kind of judgment because you've only seen this person in one context, right? So, like I said, taking them out and having different kind of dates and seeing this person function in different types of contexts, food tasting, going on drives, going on dates with where your friends are, introducing them to your friends, having like a, oh, we're all having like a game night, obviously, nothing crazy, like a very, you know, normal game night, or we're all watching movies, or we're just thinking about perfumes, stuff like that, right? You'll be able to see the person function in like different settings and different contexts, and you'll be able to draw more conclusion from that than when you just ask them to 100 million questions, like one after the other, back to back. You would be able to see that, okay, fine. Like I always tell my clients, listen to the things that are not said, right? And you don't hear things that are not said when you're asking them bare questions, right? If you put them in different contexts and different situations and different scenarios when it comes to dates, you would be able to hear things that are not like said to you directly. But like you'll be able to pick them up from like the interaction and all of that. So yeah, I hope this helps. I hope you guys enjoy the series. Let me know if you want me to continue the series. So if you take anything from this today, let it be add more context back into your dates. And it's one of the major reasons why I started the speed dating is because it's becoming increasingly hard for young people to connect, for them to go on dates. Some of them don't even know what to discuss on dates, right? So having a speed dating event on the 15th of October, and tickets are already out for sale. We're going to do like question cards, you know, help people get along conversations and all of that. And it's going to be really fun. You should get a ticket and you should come. Basically, the aim for me, to be honest, is I want to help people connect more. I want to help people listen more and understand that at the end of the day, dating is like a dance, right? It's like a dance of stories, mystery, curiosity, adventure. And if you take all of that out and just box it into, oh, I'm asking you questions, you tick this box, and then we should get really along because you answer all my questions right, then you remove the context and the fun from what dating is. And if you put somebody in one context, you don't get to see who they really are because all you did was infuse them into maybe one context that they don't go so well with, right? So let me know if you like this kind of content. Let me know if you want me to continue this series on modern dating and speed dating. And yeah, I'll see you guys on the next episode of Conversations with the Fit Priest. Please like, subscribe, share, and give me your feedback. Until next time, bye.